はい。
Thank you. Thank you for your patience.
そうしましたら、私の方から、第三者に日本地域のビジネス状況ということで、ね、
I would like to give you the for the third quarter.
まず、すいません。最初にですね。こちらいつも今年こういう形でやりますことで、エンタープライズ向け、それから
SMB、we have enterprise, SMB, and then, consumer. We have, these, different segments in Japan. And already the two previous presenters, spoke about, a lot of this. As for the enterprise business, in Japan, we have about 7,000 companies as targets. And then for the SMB, about 700,000.Companies. So we are really focused on our targets in terms of our activities. So I would like to explain these three focus areas. Starting with our enterprise business.
Enterprise での状況でございますが、まず、ARR に関しましては、
With respect to ARR, year-on-year growth of 9%. So the growth rate is similar to that of the rest of the world. Especially, new sales was up 33% year-on-year. So this was growing very fast.Very solid. And out of this, I know that Vision 1 was a little bit late to start in Japan. So compared to the rest of the world, still the number is a little bit smaller. But Vision 1 sales is now 27% out of the new sales, which means that it is growing very nicely. Vision 1 customers growth. Now,There are 7,000 companies, and we have many small ones in Japan, so we only have 18.1% of attach rate, which is slower than the rest of the world. But if you go to the very large enterprise segment, the attachment rate is higher than 50%. And we are beginning to see some growth in smaller enterprises as well. And the average spending is also increasing very steadily. Average spending per customer is definitely increasing because of the popularity or attachment of Vision 1.Promoting the use of various services. And then I would like to move on to SMB.
XDR, the number of SaaS endpoint customers is growing steadily, and it's been growing steadily.Especially through managed service partners, we are providing the new services called XDR services as an add-on, and so we are providing that to the existing customers. And this started from around the end of last year, and every quarter it has been showing progress. And compared to Q2, we saw a growth of 33%.And so we're seeing a very rapid growth. For the SMBs, there are companies that seek a very high level security prevention or security measures, and also in TT West and other companies, Diabo and others, are joining the group, so to speak. And so there will be positive add-ons, and the sales per company, per customer is increasing. And also, Kevin also touched on email. In the SMB segment, when Microsoft email or other emails are...used, threats can come through emails, and so phishing mail training service or email training service has been developed, and we are actually providing this gateway product replacement with a Vision One email and collaboration security because this is easier to market and sell, and so that has been very positive. And finally, for consumers in the domestic Japanese market, beyond device security is, of course, being offered. Sales ratio has reached 27%, especially the new product with a scam call block was launched in August, and it also addresses deep fake. And recently, on a daily basis, we have 500 new users. So on a daily basis, we see increase in users. Of course, this is a monthly charge, and therefore, it will not be reflected immediately. However, for sure, there will be increase, and we actually work with police agencies. We will collaborate with the database that the police agencies have in the different regions that they cover, and also NTT yellow pages or phone books is another thing that we collaborate on so that scam calls can be blocked. And it's not antivirus product, but rather there are new problems that the consumers have in the security area. Therefore, we're addressing that concern on the part of the consumers. And for the corporate users, I did mention that we discontinued this early renewal discounts, and as a result, the unit price has gone up, and maybe some of the customers were a little confused or perplexed and didn't renew the contracts. However, it's not that we lost our customers, but rather it is just a matter of time gap, so to speak. They will come back, and as Mahendra mentioned earlier, it's not that we lost our customers, but rather the discontinuation of the discount and also unit price being higher may have actually confused the users, but they will come back. They are still our customers. And Intel, AMD, AI-enabled PCs have been released. And so now in the market, we see AI-enabled PCs, and therefore our software can cope with AI PCs, and it is gradually increasing in the Japanese market as well. And for security awareness, I mentioned the police agencies. There are 47 prefectures in Japan, and we're collaborating with the respective police agencies of the different prefectures. And so we are engaged in the awareness campaign. And also we serve as the Metropolitan Police Department Special Fraud Prevention Advisor in Tokyo. And all employees are going through the advisor training so that everyone can become an advisor in this area. And it's not antivirus that we see as threats these days. And therefore, I mentioned local governments such as Niza City, Saitama Prefecture University, among others. What I'm trying to show here is the different kind of partnership than in the past that we are engaged in so that we can have awareness campaigns to let people know of this new types of concern. Thank you very much. This concludes my presentation. Thank you.